What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I am your host, DK. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to realize I'm going to start filming every single one of my videos and podcasts from now on. So you have some video content, you have some audio only content, and most of it's just going to be me sitting in front of my studio desk. But the point is, I'm going to start filming stuff, and hopefully I'll have a lot more content out. I have a couple announcements to make. Number one, July 1st, 2020, I'm officially moving out to LA. Yeah, I'm moving to Los Angeles, July 1st. I've been in Utah for 5 years now, where I've kind of built my business, and I'm really excited to take my business to the next level. This has been a recommendation by many of my mentors, including Leslie, where he said, sometimes the only thing that's keeping you from becoming a better engineer is where you're located. And no problem with Utah. I love Utah. I'm really going to miss the area here. But I think it's time for me to try to become a somebody where maybe those efforts won't be as as much in vain, right? I'll be a somebody, try to be a somebody in LA. I'm still a nobody though, but anyway, so that's the first announcement. The second announcement is that I do have more courses up online right now and more PDFs on my store, store.dkmixes.com. And I have a lot more content coming out, a lot more free content for everybody to enjoy, a lot more mixing tutorials, a lot more business tutorials, a lot more tips. I've been getting a lot of DMs on Instagram, and I know I love helping other people. Like, as much knowledge as I do have or think I have, it's really awesome to be able to help people in a way that helps them grow their business or helps them become more confident. Like, that's just my favorite part of this. Like, I would rather earn influence than to earn money. Like, for me, money is not something that motivates me, but the fact that I'm growing so people are more likely to listen to me and so I can help them grow. Like, that's, I love that. I tweeted the other day on Twitter, like, the only reason why I want to win a Grammy is so when I tell someone that they're good, they'll actually believe me. For me, it was like Leslie that said I was good. And I needed that word of affirmation from someone that honestly just has clout, that has the reputation of being great. And then if I can be that person with the reputation of being great, then my words of affirmation, me telling people that they're really good, that they don't need to be insecure, would mean that much more. And for me, that's what it's all about. Like, I love what I do. I love being the healer position, the supporting position as an engineer instead of, on stage as the artist. I'm really happy that I can be all of my clients' mental support, mental health support, and being able to help clients feel a lot more confidence. Which, by the way, today I wanted to actually talk about the idea of passion. So my artists that I work with, a couple of them brought me on to the audiobook made by Russ. Now, if you don't know who Russ is, Russ was a nobody. And in the last year or so, he became a somebody. And among other things, his big thing that he did is that for 2 years, he released one song a week. Mixed by himself, recorded by himself, produced by himself, whatever. One song a week. And that was huge. Not only just right off the bat, I love that idea. It's the idea, same idea that we've all seen that YouTube video with 300 million views, but it's only got 3,000 subscribers, right? That's because people don't like to subscribe to ideas, channels, or people that know that they're not going to make consistent content. You have one viral video, doesn't mean you're going to make any other videos. So people aren't willing to subscribe to that. And then you see someone like PewDiePie, which honestly, his video quality and editing skills are not like insane. Like they're not crazy. He just is really consistent. And I think that this goes with music and artists too. And right off the bat, without really going into the details, the analytics, the algorithms, anything like that, I just really love the concept of being consistent with content in music. And a lot of these artists on labels do the same thing, but on a broader scale. So I was listening to this and I was talking to my friends and they brought up the fact that Russ wrote a book and he has an audiobook right now on Apple. And it's really, really good. I think it's called How to Get Out of Your Fucking Mind. And it is absolutely amazing. It is all about Russ and how being delusional and how having confidence and thinking that you're the greatest is actually really good for building a fan base and for making consistent art. One of the things that I loved that he said, one of my favorite quotes from that was, passion is magnetic. And then he also mentioned how passion sometimes pushes people away. People get jealous and they don't want to be around you. But I want to focus on the passion is magnetic. He also said, the confidence that you receive from being around passionate people is enlightenment. Now, I love the word choice that he used, enlightenment. And I love that idea where we've all had that. People that really love a TV show, for example, like Game of Thrones, like people that really love Game of Thrones, we all know that person, right? They'll come up to us and they'll say, oh my gosh, you need to check out Game of Thrones. It's so, so good. And then the passion that they have around it makes you feel like, oh shoot, now I need to watch it. Like, yeah, it sounds like it's really good, right? When I was in high school, I actually... funny story. I actually was a semi-pro longboarder, did downhill longboarding in high school. And it was my friend, my neighbor came up to me and he said, hey, like I have this really weird looking skateboard. You want to try it? And I'm like, I don't really do this. And he's like, dude, it's fun. Try it. And his passion translated to me. And I said, okay, let me try it. And I started doing it. And I couldn't get enough of it. I like got addicted to it. I would dream about longboarding. I'd practice every day for as many hours as I can. My grades started getting better. Like my life started turning around and getting better because of the passion that I have for skateboarding. And so I think this is one of the things that I want to talk about is in the music world, passion is everything. And I know that we hear this and I've talked about this in the past and we've all heard people that talk about this, but passion kind of comes and goes for a lot of people. But the idea that being around people who are passionate, who will lift you up, that will give you the confidence boost, that are also passionate, trying to reach similar goals, it's real. Like that is real energy that you can take, that you can use to go on to the next step. And for me, I've had many people in my life that are super passionate about what they do and that have helped me to encourage me, to boost me up and to keep me encouraged and motivated to keep pushing forward. Now, I want to encourage everybody that's listening right now to find people near them, around them, that are also super passionate. Passionate people don't give a shit about any sort of problems or difficulties or the odds stacked up against them. They just want to do something, whether it works or not. For me, maybe it translates to the idea of, I'd rather be poor making music than to be rich doing something I don't love or something else. That alone, you know, that's motivating. Like to a lot of people, like that's motivating. And to a lot of people, like that's the kind of passionate mentality you need to have to keep pushing forward. Now, unfortunately, passion comes and goes and it's not always super consistent. But if you're around people that share the same values, share the same passions, it makes life a lot easier. Now, I will say that not always do these people come into my life and stay in my life, but the ones who really matter, the ones that really help me, the ones that have continuously pushed me to the next level, definitely have. Real friends, right? Real passionate friends that help me go through enlightenment. Whenever I'm feeling down, they come hang out with me and they help me feel enlightened, help me feel like I want to do it again, right? And let me tie this into being a mix engineer, because as an engineer and as a producer, like as anything, like if an artist is paying you, part of that, honestly, they're paying you to help them feel enlightened, help them feel better about themselves, help them feel more motivated to write more music. Everything that we do is tied around giving the artist confidence or our clients confidence. And that's why I just love my job. So as an artist, maybe if I say I'm cocky and I say I'm the best rapper in the world or I'm the best singer in the world, it might not rub off well on people. But if I have a client in the studio and I say I'm the best mix engineer, like I'm so good at mixing, you're going to love it, right? The artist is actually going to feel better most of the time. And it's funny because I'm not the lead person. I'm not the one in front. I'm the one in the back healing people, you know, like I'm the Mercy in Overwatch. I'm the support character, right? And that's why I love my job. That's why I love being a mix engineer. And that's kind of what, for me, I never had that when I was trying to be an artist. I don't think I've ever talked about this on the show, but when I was about 5 years ago, I won a competition from a radio station, and I was fortunate enough to become scouted by the head A&R people of Republic Records. Now, Republic, and I have their business card behind me on my desk. The Republic label was number one for a few years, and right now I think Interscope is winning, but I'm going to butcher this. I haven't looked it up. I believe it was like Rihanna, Post Malone, like those like high-level people on Republic, and I was sitting at their desk talking to them, potentially being scouted. Now, obviously, I had tons of nerves. I didn't deserve to be there. I was in Utah. I was a young kid, and I totally just messed it up. The interview did not go well. They did not want to sign me, but I did end up asking a lot of questions. And some of the questions that I asked was all based around, what are they looking for? What are you looking for? How can I help people do it? And one of the things that they said is that artists, they need to be confident. They need to, like, every day, even in the studio here, interns, they say, oh, music is my life. I want to do music for a living. Yeah, sure. Words mean nothing, right? But if you have an artist that's releasing a song once a week, that's really pushing, that's doing really, really well, that will catch a label's eye. That passion, that sincere motivation to want to be something and showing it, not just saying it, showing it is huge for artists. And for us, we play a big role in that. I needed someone like me, where I needed someone that was going to boost me up, that was telling me how good I am and how awesome I am. And honestly, like getting really stoked about the music that I was making. But unfortunately, when I was trying to be an artist, I didn't have that. So I went into that room totally hating myself, feeling that I didn't deserve it. And to be honest, I lost. And it's a really sad thing, but it's one of those memories that I will never forget, because it's one of those things that motivates me to be that person for the artists that work with me. And that's one of the things I always offer free mix feedback. And I always brag and say that I'm really good at giving feedback on mixes. I'm really bad at getting back to everybody immediately. I apologize for everybody that's still waiting for me to get some feedback over to them. I'm super hella busy. But the idea is, I love giving feedback because I feel like I'm good at it. And I'm good at it, I think, because I know what people want to hear. For example, if you send me a link to Spotify where it's already released, you're not going to mix it. You're not going to finish it. I'll understand that as you're looking for some words of affirmation, and that's fine. To be honest, there are no rules with music. You can send me the shittiest mix ever, and I would still think it sounds good, depending on what the vibe you're going for. Like, as long as it's not distracting, right? But at the same time, like, a lot of people just want words of affirmation. So going back to one of my very first episodes on how to give mix feedback, I really believe that. So feel free to send me dkmixes@gmail.com, an MP3, of your song asking for some feedback, and I'm more than happy to send you some of that feedback. I love doing that. I love helping the community here, and I love that you guys support the channel and help us grow. If you really love what I'm doing here, please feel free on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review and a few kind words. I know that really helps the algorithm, helps my channel grow and to find more listeners and whatnot. And I'm really excited for the future as I release more content, way more videos, more free PDFs and stuff like that. I'm really excited. This is the start of something new. I've hired a couple people, assistants that will help me do this. So it's going to look good. It's going to come out on time. Social media is going to be on point. I'm moving to LA and I got to work like I'm moving to LA. Right. And that doesn't mean lying and trying to be a clout chaser. But I think what it means is I want to give value. I want to help you. And I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to take that step, ready to take that responsibility of trying to release content all the time. So thank you for being a subscriber to the podcast. Thank you for, you know, following me and helping me with my journey and giving me advice as much as I could give you advice as well, right? And I'm really excited for the future. I got a lot more cool episodes. I got another episode from Warren Hewitt coming up. I got more interviews. I got more great concepts and techniques and whatnot. And a lot of these techniques will have all the videos I do, all the paid courses that I have will have free previews and free lessons on my website as well as on YouTube. So what I do is if you go to the online course store.dkmixes.com, you can watch the videos for free, just like on YouTube. But the reason why you pay for the course is to get the actual stems that you can practice on. And I think pretty soon, in another month or two, I'm prepping it right now, I'll have a membership where you pay whatever yearly fee or a month-to-month fee, and every month you'll get stems to a real full track out, and then we'll have a competition with prizes and we'll have sponsors. So, you know, the best mix or the best production, and we'll do different things, producing, remixes, different styles, but we do that and we'll have competitions every month. And I think that'll be really, really fun and good practice for everybody. So lots of things to look forward to. Thank you so much for listening. Happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
If you'd like to take advantage of my free guides and online videos, please check out links.dkmixes.com. That's links.dekeimixes.com. Are you tired of using Google Drive or Dropbox to send files to clients? Well, never get burned again with FilePass. I love and use FilePass exclusively for sending files to my clients. It's a cloud file sharing website specifically made by engineers for engineers. It's absolutely amazing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/FilePass to check out the full feature list and subscribe today. Never lose another dime to burned projects. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.